The demons would also forbid her from eating, and eventually that was what caused her death. It was ruled a death by starvation. And so the sad end to this story is that she was not freed of the demonic possession, and she wound up dying by starvation. The priests who had been involved in the exorcisms, Fathers Alt and Rentz, were charged with wrongful death, but were sentenced only to a half a year's prison term. I obviously believe that that was an unjust ruling against the priests. It was heavily influenced by the faithless medical doctors who tried to persuade the jury that her problems were simply psychological problems and not demonic possession. But I do believe that their faithlessness as Novus Ordo priest failed her in this result, as well as her own probable involvement in these false apparitions and lack of true faith. It shows us again how those false conservatives who are wrapped up in some ways with the Vatican to apostasy or some other heresy, who think that they have a dedication to the Catholic faith, are actually, unfortunately, helpless against the forces of hell if they are without the faith, the Catholic faith, whole and undefiled. This story, again, is the story upon which the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose was based, and in the movie they try to present Annalise as one who was a saint, who was basically a victim of possession, as a suffering soul. And I don't believe that to be the case at all, as I've explained in this little discussion. This story should remind us again of the malice of mortal sin and how everyone should do their utmost to avoid falling into it.